Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We have Justin Timberlake tickets today. We have tickets for Florida Georgia Line and more chances for you to win that trip to Aulani today. It's a big day. Happy Monday, everybody. It's really 6:13. Ish. Yeah, so we're officially on daylight saving time, and it's, it screws you up a little bit, because even last night at 7:30, I'm like, I got out of bed and still daylight out. I was like, that's weird. And now I'm over it. Late in the show on Friday, Yuzi handed me a story about J. Michael Vincent, who you'll probably recognize, Vin.
Oh, I know who he is. He was the star of Big Wednesday.
What's Big Wednesday?
It's a surf movie.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
He was also...
They don't mention that anywhere here in his...
Are you serious?
No, nowhere.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I bet you're right. Maybe it just wasn't... I don't know.
It was...
It's not the thing he's known for.
It's not a surf movie in that it's just, you know, kids surfing, showing their little clips. Yeah. It's a movie.
About some surfer.
And there's surfing in it, but mm-hmm. it's really a movie.
They are saying he's best known for his role on TV's Airwolf, which... I totally recognize him, so I feel like I must have seen that.
Yeah.
It doesn't strike me as like a Miami Vice or something that I would have been totally into.
Big Wednesday is Jan Michael Vincent, Gary Busey, William Catt. You know who that is?
No, and I've literally never heard of this movie.
I think William Catt was the greatest American hero, right?
Oh yeah, you're right. I think I have seen this.
I'm walking on air.
Big Wednesday?
Big Wednesday, 1978.
Hilarious. Let's see. He died back on February 10th, actually.
You see what he looks like right before
I'm going to hand,
no,
I'm gonna hand you the picture right
it's
now.
It's not.
He suffered from addiction, right?
He did.
Yes. And ailments. He had to get his leg cut off.
Yeah.
Twice.
They cut his leg off twice?
Yeah, well, they cut it off, and then it got more infected, so they had to go back in and cut more off.
Well, was it diabetes, or what? Why did he
I can't remember exactly what the cause was, to be honest with you.
Maybe it's in here somewhere. Yeah. I'll read you the story.
Okay.
So he had a heart attack, 73 years old.
His eye is messed up.
I think he's got a cataract in his eye. It looks, you can tell just by the way the light's reflecting off of it. I know, it's terrible. Terrible. Boy,
he was a handsome
young
dude.
Look at that hunky picture of him, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he was, suffered from alcoholism and intravenous drug use.
Yeah, they're actually blaming him getting kicked off of Airwolf because of his cocaine abuse.
Oh, really?
That's what they're saying here. But yes, they mentioned multiple times that he had addiction issues. He was most recently in a 2002 movie called White Boy. When he was on Airwolf, he was the highest paid actor at the time, $200,000 per episode in the mid 80s.
What did he die with financially?
Oh, I don't know.
Not much, I don't think.
It doesn't look like it.
Like he didn't have. He was in a, I don't know if it was a care facility or what.
He almost died in 2012, an infection that required, and
is
they're
that
saying
the
here it's an infection that required his right leg to be amputated.
He could have been if he's with intravenous, he could have been shooting into his foot.
Right.
Sure, whatever.
They do
some
all
kind
kinds
of infection.
Of sneaky ways so people can't see the tracks on their arms, right?
Yeah. He starred opposite Burt Reynolds in a 78 film called Hooper.
Mm-hmm. I loved Hooper.
I don't remember that movie.
I remember the title of the movie.
1981, he was in a movie with Kim Basinger called Defiance. And
they don't even list Big Wednesday as 78 starring role.
He appeared in tons of the old classics like Lassie, Bonanza, and Gunsmoke. There was a, let me see if I can, Winds of War, a miniseries in 1983, and then Airwolf, which ran from 84 to 86. Battled drugs and alcohol. It derailed his career. In 1996, he got into a car accident while wasted and suffered a broken neck and damaged vocal cords. Several other accidents. And then they're mentioning the 2012 amputation. And I'm seeing two different... I'm seeing 73 and 74. He was in his 70s. Mm-hmm. And they're saying here he had really fallen on hard times physically and financially in his final years.
Yeah, I'm not even seeing a net worth.
He didn't have one of those.
No.
Well, he had to have had some kind of pension coming in, right?
Well, he would have through SAG.
Right.
He would have been getting some money.
He would have paid in.
Absolutely.
Big time.
There's no getting around that somehow.
Right.
I keep getting that bill.
Hey, speaking of, have you noticed they finally brought their website into modern times?
I have not been on their website in years. I jumped off that thing years ago just like, I can't do this. I'll just call somebody.
If you pay into a union, and there's plenty of them for all different kind of reasons, and all the money they're taking in for the good of everybody,
sure.
There's a pension, it's all good. My only complaint was, come on, I could build that website.
Right. I keep seeing ads on TV about how to get a pro-looking website. I mean, come on.
They
let's
finally
get that.
Did it.
Come on, Upwork can do that for you.
In the last, like, year, it's finally become modern.
Useful?
Useful. Usable is better way to put it.
Anyway, rest in peace, Jan, Michael, Vincent. And what is it again? Happy Wednesday forever? What's it called?
Big Wednesday.
Big Wednesday forever.
You'd like it.
I'm sure I would.
I mean, it's not about surfing.
It's about the
Vietnam War and these guys coming up at that era.
I have nothing against a surfing movie. Are you kidding me? Point Break. Point Break.
Nobody
love that movie.
Point Break is a good movie.
I love that movie. Loved that movie. There was a remake even of it, wasn't there?
Yeah, the remake was.
No, but the Keanu Reeves one, though, it's good. It's all about Keanu.
Werewolves.
I was in love with Keanu Reeves at that point.
You know, John Wick Part 3 is coming out. Did you see any of the John Wick movies?
My husband loves the John Wick movies.
They're good.
So good. I'm so excited about Part 3.
I feel like I keep coming in on the exact same part in the first John Wick movie when they invade his house. And he just has to. He takes them all out one by one.
Yeah,
I've seen that clip like three times, and
it's
then
a good
I'm like,
part.
Well, maybe it's just on repeat at my house because it seems like it's the only part of the movie I've ever seen. I guess he's upset about a dog or something.
Well, yeah, that dog is a really important thing. His wife dies of cancer. I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Just don't.
You don't want to, or you really are dying to?
Well, let's move on, because let's. J-Lo and A-Rod are engaged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for them.
And there's a lot of controversy that's now coming up. So we'll spend a couple minutes with this. On Saturday, they both posted pictures of the ring. It's humongous. Mm-hmm. She has a cut that she likes because I have pictures of all her former engagement rings.
Oh, yes, I was Vinny. Just going to ask, how many former engagement rings are there?
Well, let's see. There was Ohani Noah, who she married first, then Chris Judd. Mm-hmm. Then she was engaged to Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. So she has an engagement. Well, I assume she gave that back. And then she was married to Mark Anthony.
Four.
And now an A-Rod. So she's had five engagement rings.
Wow.
In her lifetime.
Is that something to be proud of?
I don't know. I actually thought about that this morning. I'm like, wow, she's not all that old. And
there's a lady on Housewives of New Jersey. She's disgusting, but she is. she has been proposed to 21 times.
Oh.
Like, that's her thing.
She just loves it.
She says that, and she's kept count.
Yeah, she's proud of it when she says it, but when someone throws it back at her face, she's not too happy with it.
Mm.
In terms of the J-Lo rings, I'm going to say number four is the best one.
Is
that Ben Affleck's?
Yeah, I'll come
this
in
is
there.
The
yeah,
best.
I actually do have... You know what is funny? I actually like the Ben Affleck one the most, too. Here's a picture that J-Lo put up. Beach Bums, she titled it.
So, that's number one.
All right, so the first one is... I can't even make it out in this picture, right. Actually. It's a bit of a mess.
Ooh, is that a pink diamond?
Yeah.
Okay. I
starting
like it.
With the second one, she goes for this sort of rectangular cut. The Chris Judd engagement ring is a smallish.
Wow, that's the A-Rod
that
one. That is huge. That fills the whole knuckle from knuckle to knuckle.
The Ben Affleck one is really actually the Ben Affleck one and the Mark Anthony one both look they're very similar, even in size. So the Ben Affleck one is a 6.1 carat pink diamond worth about $2.5 million. Jeez. The Mark Anthony one is an 8.5 carat blue diamond worth $4 million. And the A-Rod is a 15-carat emerald.
An emerald?
I'm sorry, emerald cut. 15-carat emerald cut diamond. It is gigantic. It's the whole length between her hand knuckle and the first knuckle of her finger. It's,
gonna say,
it's just enormous.
An emerald to get pushed right back at him. Try again, sir. No, thank you.
And, Yuzi, I don't know if you wrote this sentence. It says worth $1 to $5 million.
What's that? Nicole must have wrote that on there.
So somewhere between $1 and $5 million. Mm. That's maybe what she's saying. Anyway, I sort of like the size wise. I sort of like the Ben Affleck one, but
the pink diamond.
I do. I don't know. It's pretty.
It's so great and extravagant and amazing. You, there you are. When can you wear it? Like all the stuff that she does.
Right.
You need guards around
well,
you.
Well, she'll
anyway,
wear her band,
but...
probably, right? Uh-huh. You right. just wear the wedding band and yeah. put the engagement ring in a
whenever
safe.
Whenever you go out.
You know, I actually
can't
wonder.
Even enjoy it.
Don't they make fake ones that
sure.
you wear and then you keep the real one like
you
in
know
a
what?
Box?
I think if you have the money like they do, you insure it and you probably do wear it. I mm-hmm. bet she wears it and she's like, yeah. It's insured, and
whatevs.
What do I care if I
well,
lose it?
I would only care if,
or
if someone
robbed.
If someone held me down and cut my finger off to yeah. get at it. That would be my only
kind
concern.
Kind of a problem.
She's probably surrounded by enough bodyguards that
oh,
she's
absolutely.
Like,
oh, absolutely.
Well, as long as they don't turn on me. A-Rod is being accused of cheating on J-Lo.
Already?
By Jose Canseco.
Oh, that guy.
You can't believe him at all, huh?
Oh.
You
know. So he says...
I mean, I feel like A-Rod has some history, so, it, you know, that could lead to where there's smoke, there's fire. But right. then you say, Jose Canseco's the one?
Well, it's his ex-wife, he says, that A-Rod
oh.
is cheating with.
Oh.
Here's a quote from him. This is, I guess, on Twitter. Watching World of Dance, J-Lo texts Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know he's cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl, she has no idea who he really is. I was there a few months back with her when he called her on the phone. Let's see here. Alex Rodriguez, stop being a piece of poo. Stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez, he said. And Canseco was saying, this guy's been unfaithful all along.
Mm.
I don't know how he knows, but if you know, he might know if he was with his ex-wife when A-Rod called.
Yeah.
Jessica's hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
And is that there? Is that there's a picture that
that's her, that blonde,
this
that
is,
tall blonde. That's her.
This is her in this picture.
Yeah,
because she's actually saying this is a post by Jessica Canseco saying, "Yep, that's my girl, breathtaking Josie Canseco."
Oh.
Are we sure this is not the daughter of the two of them? Because here's a picture of her after she just got her hair done, and oh my god! So I think this is
the
girl.
Oh, there is a Josie, and she is a model. So that must
that's the daughter.
That must be the daughter, because that girl looks like she's 22, right?
She yes,
looks pretty young.
So,
but her mom looks just like her.
Yeah.
So
her mom's
Jessica
lovely.
Is the one he's cheating with.
That is
allegedly.
What we believe, yeah. or what Jose is saying, and I believe that that's their daughter.
Okay.
It is confusing.
They look so much alike.
They do look alike, except that the daughter looks 18.
Yeah.
Ish.
I'm not into those shorts.
You're not?
No.
That chick's rig is hot,
No,
though.
She's hot, but, I mean, do you like that short outfit?
Well, I mean, I could never put that on. There's not a world that exists where I would be wearing that outfit. She's wearing basically a bra and...
But it's like
two pairs of shorts. I don't understand.
It's like bicycle style tight shorts, uh-huh. and then another pair of like almost boxer,
like yeah, weird mylar
type
boxer
shorts
over them.
The top. It
yeah.
looks very 80s.
However, and very high waisted. I would take that rig.
There are
I'd give up a lot to have that rig.
There are two super hot chicks named Josie Canseco. There's a Josie Marie Canseco and a. Are they both his kids? Did he name both his kids
no.
Josie?
No. I just don't know.
He's a dunce, but really?
You're both Josie.
Yeah. just like Joe. If I had a kid, I'd name him Joe.
Yeah.
But since you guys are girls, I'll name
He's
you Josie.
He's always caught up in controversy, isn't he?
Yeah.
That
and people
Jose.
Are saying, too, you know, you're just trying to get attention. You're saying this because, let's see, fans are questioning his motive, saying he was trying to spread rumors to get money and attention. He says, I am willing to take a polygraph to prove that what I'm saying about Alex Rodriguez is 100% accurate.
Why are you caught up in that? Why is he caught up in that?
I guess because his ex-wife is... He feels bad for J-Lo. His ex-wife is banging A-Rod and...
And he's jealous.
Someone get the polygraph over here.
By the way, Jose Canseco apparently posted his own phone number. J-Lo, if you want the truth about A-Rod, call me 702-374-3735.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that disconnected by now?
Who knows? I don't know. Anyway...
Or it's
congrats to all you people.
One of those scams like Ashton Kutcher did. Remember, call me
and you get the, you know, place where you can get him to record a message for you. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Bucket list of sorts and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. We do a podcast weekly called The Secret Show. And man, some stuff has been happening on there the last couple weeks. I just got an email from someone who just, it's great because people will email and just tell us all their sexual experiences. It's incredible. I'm like, well, imagine that. Like a detailed explanation of why one thing might be better or not than another. And reviews of sex toys, amazing.
Stuff you wanted to hear, or were you thinking?
No, it's just hilarious. Like, oh, okay. This is an email. It was addressed, like, okay, look at this. You know, you just sort of take it for granted that people are going to tell us all their stuff, because they do. If you want to email us and be part of The Secret Show, we're always looking for people's problems. We give bad advice. Any reactions, send it to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Just put Secret Show in the subject or bad advice, something like that. So we know. Gives us a heads up. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. That's how you reach us.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app.
You can actually hear our podcast on there.
Then you can listen to the radio on the app.
That's right.
Radio.com.
I did it.
Still waiting. Thank you. Here's what's
happening. It's hard to do because I'm listening to RadioAlice.com.
And you have an extra half a second,
right?
You know?
Radio.com.
All right, here's what's happening. Oh, from giggling into a plane crash. This is bad news, everyone.
Scary.
Very scary. A jetliner with passengers from at least 35 countries, including the United States, crashed Sunday shortly after leaving Ethiopia's capital. All 157 people on board were killed. And the concern now is this brand new Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane. Apparently, this is the same plane that crashed in Indonesia back in October.
Same thing, too, right? Shortly after takeoff.
And yes. Dove, nose dove.
And there's a ton of these.
Well, so I looked into it this morning at my kitchen table, and it appears this plane's only been in existence since 2012, only been flying since 2016. So if it's only been flying for a couple years and they have two major accidents, there's good reason to look into this plane specifically.
Yeah.
You know,
Southwest flies a lot of them.
I read a book, I think it was a Michael Crichton book a while back. It's an older book, but it's called Airframe. And one of the things in the book that it's talking about is the age of our airplanes currently in use on a daily basis. So, and it was frightening to think that these planes are 20, 30 plus years old and they're still in daily use. And so you want new planes up in the air and you want to sit in a seat that appears to be, you know,
fresh
from within the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
So anyway, I scary to think the new planes they're putting into circulation may have problems. That the FAA obviously will look into it, and we'll hear more at a later date. But
I think a lot of countries have already said those particular types of plane are grounded for now.
Indonesia specifically has a bunch of them and has pulled them.
China, I think, also
from
said.
From use.
American Airlines has 8. Southwest has 34.
And United has some, too.
Let me look.
So it's this max 8 in particular.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty damn frightening because actually air travel is, considering all the bad things that can happen, it's remarkably safe.
Yeah.
And
I don't think anything
of
these, it.
No, I know.
When
well,
I fly.
I don't either, usually. The only time I think about it is when, you know, you're in really bad turbulence, like, crap, here we are.
I even think of that as like, I just flew the other day and they said, oh, we're coming in, but we're going to hit some, you know, keep your belts on, we're going to hit. Yeah. I just kept reading my magazine. Whatevs.
Well, it is out of your hands.
Right. That's it. What am I going to do?
Scream? I don't know. I'll be like screaming. And
worry the plane
out.
To yeah. the ground.
Yeah. Right. Well, there was another plane incident over the weekend that a bunch of people were hurt.
Well, there were three accidents over the weekend, but this was small and right. I shouldn't say minor because any airplane accident is major. But in this case... I just was trying to keep it to these. This yeah. particular plane is a worry, and they're going to be looking into that since there's now a history of two major accidents, all dead in both cases. So there's that. We did change the clocks, and today is appropriately National Napping Day. So if you want your hour back, grab a nap, a little nappy poo.
I might have to.
That's how you fight the power.
Okay. I'll do it.
Grab a nap today.
I'm going to try and grab a quick nap today.
Oh, there you go. God, I love Public Enemy. What?
I'm fighting the power.
Oh, thank you.
You just told me,
oh,
man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't tell if you were napping or snoring on...
No, I'm...
Don't snore on Chuck D. All right, so
all right.
It's like almost 7 o'clock, if you don't know.
It's going to be dark for a while still.
Oh, God, you're right. It's pitch black out.
I know.
So I don't have a sex bucket list. I mean, I guess there are things I've want to do or whatever, but I never thought of it as like, oh, well, let me write these down and check
well,
these
a bucket
off my
list is something you're actually intending to try to get done.
Right.
Like, you know, the fact that you've never had a threesome or a virgin or a black girl, those are all things that you might have to.
Wow, you just laid them right
out for
me. Thank
you
so
much. I know all your things.
Someone's got to remember
them.
That was just a cold splash of water I wasn't looking forward to. Well, thanks, though.
Sure.
Anyway.
So you can't even call them bucket list items if you're, you know, it's not going to happen.
Once you're coupled up, yep. You can pretty much write that stuff off. Right. For men, their top 10 on their, and I have men and women, but their sex bucket list, doing it in the car, check.
Yeah.
Doing it in the water.
Yeah.
Check. Back door. Check.
No. Don't. Nobody does that. It's
oh
horrible.
My God. Listen to you.
Ridiculous. Don't do that, kids. Silly. It's not what it's for. Go ahead. Keep going.
Uh-huh. Having a one-night stand.
Check.
Check.
You had to see the camera for that one. Check.
Right. Lots of checks.
Let me pull my feet up. Hold on.
Using a toy.
Check.
And then there's threesome.
Check.
Right. These are guys, though, Sarah.
Yeah.
Having phone sex,
check.
Which I think includes sexting, since that is your phone and you're
right.
using it. Okay. There was a point in our youth when that actually meant talking.
You had to actually get on the phone.
Getting the house to yourself and actually using the telephone.
Hi.
In plain view of everyone else, since it doesn't unplug or go anywhere.
What are you doing right now? Hang on, I gotta see how long this cord is and if I can get out of the room where my mom is.
Incorporating food, making a sex tape, and role-playing are men's top bucket list items. For women, the toys at the top, water, car, role-playing, bondage for women.
Nice.
You into that?
I'm really not.
You
no,
into that?
No, I couldn't take it.
Using a blindfold?
Oh.
Handcuffs? Mm. Phone sex and doing a sexy photo shoot?
Oh, wow.
You done those?
Sure.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for those photos to pop up any day now.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me these are old-timey, printed physical photos.
You know, ex-boyfriend Polaroid stuff. Yeah. Like suitcases of them.
Suitcases?
I had two ex-boyfriends that presented me with the two suitcases. One each. Oh, there weren't suitcases, briefcases.
Briefcases.
You're telling me two different dudes said, here's the briefcase full of the photos I have of you.
Yeah.
And you were like, cool.
I forgot all about these.
Pretty much.
And so
what was I going to do, take them away?
Well, that's the question. Did they present them to you to give them to you to say, remember
that
the good days?
That I still look at them.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Wait. So you were like,
I was broken up with them, but had,
and then they
hung out with them or
a briefcase presentation, and you didn't go, thanks for that.
I did not take that. I mean, now I would, but
at the time you were
at
just
the time
like,
it wasn't
it. What do you mean post it? Send it to someone in the mail?
Exactly.
And are said pictures graphic and nude, or are they just like bikinis?
They're all different kinds.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
Spread eagle stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Why would I not do that?
I don't know.
But the other stuff, like you were saying, bondage, no, I've never done handcuffs. I've never done role playing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's your bucket list. I think most people have checked off most of that stuff. Although, then you talk to someone who trips on something like a toy and you go, maybe it's just the certain age that we're at. We've sort of been around. Young people are still like
worrying about that. Right. Well, that actually came up on the show.
That's what I'm saying.
Show where it was like, oh, you don't feel like that's an assault to your ego?
Less of a man if your person pulls that out.
Shouldn't I be enough?
No, I need the help.
Yeah.
I want to partner up
with
that.
Did someone on that particular show say they may have been offended by that being brought into the situation?
No, but they did feel like...
I think that person quickly took the temperature of the room and toned down their opinion of what was going on.
I agree with that.
But I think that person was clearly insulted by the presence something... of an accompaniment.
Well, he did say one time that he was done and that this person proceeded to finish themselves.
Right.
And he was bummed by that.
Well, sure. But you should have asked along the way, let's try to help you get there before, because I'm getting close. Stop. Don't touch that. No.
Do not move.
Don't touch that dial. Rip the knobs off.
I mean, there's ways to have avoided that situation he found himself in.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But then again,
maybe he learned from that.
I don't know.
No.
I love the person in question, though, so I don't want to leave anybody with the impression otherwise.
Mm. No, right. That person's... I was actually sort of surprised to hear that attitude
I was
from
too,
him.
But that's... I think there's an age difference, is what we're talking about. Back to the news.
What secret show was that?
I can barely see you. There's so many things in the way.
Oh.
Thank you. There we go.
Wow.
I keep looking over there and I can only see like a little piece of his eye. And
well, it's because he stole my screen.
He's all hunkered down.
Why are you always stealing Vinny's things, Bren?
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
So much.
I got this one for Sarah.
Okay.
There's a difference between a labyrinth and a maze.
Oh.
Do you know?
There's a minotaur at the center of a labyrinth?
No, you wing nut. What do you have? Minotaur.
I would have been okay. What Sarah said.
A minotaur.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Is a labyrinth, you're trying to get to the middle of it, and the maze, you're trying to find the exit? Like, does that make sense?
Is it multi-layered?
A labyrinth is just one long winding path.
Oh.
A maze
has choices
that branches off into dead ends.
I didn't realize
that was good too. Who meant?
Yeah,
that was
both.
Good.
I'd have been like, okay, yeah, I'll go with you.
Worthwhile guesses. Although a minotaur
is coming to get you. I don't know.
All right. The word bikini comes from the language from a language spoken on the Marshall Islands called Marshallese, and literally translates into surface of coconuts. Bikini.
Surface of coconuts. Oh, how funny.
As in, we put coconuts over our breasts, and that's now they're surfaced by coconuts or something. How weird.
So in Greek mythology, in the labyrinth, the function of it was to hold a minotaur.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know if
you
that
were
was
an
the...
incorrect.
I also wasn't right, though. The difference between the two is... I mean, a maze, you'd get
is
lost
a minotaur
in a liber-
like a demon like item?
No.
It's like, I think he's like a bowl on top or
yeah,
like,
with a human with, body, bull's head.
But also has sort of goaty legs, doesn't he?
Oh, does he have goaty legs?
I don't know. I thought so, but.
Isn't Slayer's guy logo a minotaur?
I don't know.
He's pretty demonic.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. He does have hooves.
Yeah. He's a demon.
Definitely not a good guy. I don't. Believe. I mean, he's like a...
You don't high-five the Minotaur in the labyrinth on your
no,
way
I
through.
No, I think he's trying to get you.
Oh, he's going to kill you.
But if it's a labyrinth, there's no way to avoid him if you're telling me that a labyrinth only has one way through.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So,
so I'm saying don't go into a labyrinth.
Oh.
Because certain death awaits.
Yeah, but mazes, you're going to hit dead end after dead end.
Well, don't go into a maze either.
What do you think of when you hear the word maze, what do you think of?
I think of corn mazes.
Oh.
I think of the Maze Runner.
Me too. Maze,
oh,
Runner.
Maze Runner?
Yeah.
What do you think of?
The Stephen King book. Actually, the movie. What is it called?
Oh, it's called The Shining.
The Shining.
Yeah, there's a maze.
I could see it in my head right now.
It's a hedge maze. And that is, you know, the movie is great and it's very scary.
Is.
But that is the scariest book of all time. Like when those freaking,
of all time?
Well, what's
can
scarier
you really,
than The Shining?
Well, there's a lot.
What?
I mean, what do you pick?
That's the I was
Stephen King is like the that's why I love
those,
him so much.
When those topiary animals
right
start like a carved bush in the shape of an animal.
You haven't seen The Shining?
It's a scary movie. He
no,
wouldn't
no,
see
I haven't
it.
Seen
wouldn't
it.
See that.
You,
uh-oh.
Don't look at me.
Come on!
I can. You know he shouldn't see that movie. That is a scary,
it's
scary
Jack
movie.
It's one of Jack Nicholson's.
Agreed, but it's horrifying.
Right.
Didn't we hear that they're gonna? There are because there's a little boy in The Shining, and Stephen King wrote more recently, Dr. Sleep, which I think is like that kid now grown up.
Oh yeah, I loved it.
And I'm wondering if they're gonna make that into a movie. I thought that would be.
How could they not?
I know. Well,
everything
they're remaking Pet Sematary.
Well, there was a story out last year. Ewan McGregor is Danny Torrance in The Shining 2.
Oh. So they are gonna do it.
Yeah,
so
it
Dr.
Like
Sleep is gonna start. Ewan McGregor as the boy growing up.
Hmm.
Also gonna have Rebecca Ferguson.
Who's that?
She was in The Greatest Showman. She sings my favorite song.
Oh,
and she's in Mission Impossible.
Oh, she's
6.
The redhead?
Is she redhead? Sometimes she's brunette, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes she's red. She's very pretty.
And a great singer.
That soundtrack.
You love it.
It's like I'll be sitting there and I cannot get it out of my head. I just want to bang it into a wall. My head.
Mm, yes.
God, stop it! This is the greatest show. Oh God. Anyway,
it's supposed to come out November 8th. Dr. Sleep.
Oh, of this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's right around the corner.
All right.
Hmm.
Our text
I mean,
numbers.
Hell, the holidays are almost here. Let's, you know.
I wish. I wish you were right.
I am right. Time is like you're going to blink your eyes and it'll be the holidays. Right?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That means you could call us on that line, but you can also text it.
It's not our tax number. It's our text number.
Good morning, radio family. Friday's show was fun, but damn you for the Ashley Madison jingle. It was in my head all weekend.
Oh, I know. Other than my wife.
Oh, my God.
Other than my wife.
Hey, put on the Greatest Showman soundtrack. You'll have a new earworm to be stuck with.
Vinny. People are complaining about this. Don't play.
Yeah.
Can you just hear the complaint?
Because they liked it so much. It was stuck in their head.
510 says, the Melissa McCarthy movie was a true story, and it was a great movie.
Yeah, you guys.
510
yeah,
says, Vin, I didn't like the Melissa McCarthy movie either. I watched it last night. I didn't not like it. I was enjoying
you didn't finish it,
but when it was getting time to go to bed, I just got up and left.
Time to get to sleep.
9 something.
Oh, that's great. And then you got woken
up. What time
up.
Did you get to sleep?
Oh my God, like midnight.
You just laid there?
I just laid there. I read my book and I just...
You tried all the stuff?
Tried all the stuff.
None of it worked?
None of it. And I'm like, the whole time, I'm like, I have to get up at what's actually 2:45.
Oh, God, not that whole mind thing.
I thought about you, Zet. Laughed. She's going to hate that.
Michelle brought me some tea, some sleepy tea. And so last night, after John got home, I waited for him to get home so we could have dinner. And is then I drank the tea.
Is this like code for something else?
Like
no.
Edible tea?
It's really
no,
tea?
No. It's tea. I forgot some kind
of... Is it opium-laced tea?
It must be. Okay. Because I fell asleep about 15 minutes after I drank it.
Oh! Wow.
Sleepy yeah. time, like the one with the little bear on the thing?
I don't know what's... she got some special box. And I was like, give me some of that.
We're not talking about an Earl Grey tea. This is like doobie weed tea.
No, I don't think so. I'll ask her when
this
she comes
in. Is an herbal
in.
Tea?
Some kind of herbal tea. I don't think there's any kind of weed... ingredients.
No
in
THC
there.
In there at all.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because I don't think a chamomile puts you to sleep like that.
It's not
that.
Chamomile. It's something else.
Hmm.
Huh. I'll ask.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the what happened at the movies at the box office. Something maybe you contributed to.
I was there.
I know you were.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.